The federal government has expanded the 5% deposit scheme to help more first home buyers enter the property market. But economists warn it may push prices even higher and leave future buyers worse off. Sarah Jensens has the story.
For many young Australians, the possibility of owning a home feels impossible. The government's 5% deposit scheme aims to change that by allowing first home buyers to enter the market with the government acting as a guarantor. But as the scheme expands, economists are questioning whether it directly addresses Australia's housing crisis or simply pushes house prices up. Professor Sam Tsiaplias from the University of Melbourne says while the scheme helps some people in the short term, it doesn't solve the fundamental issue.
I think it is going to help some people into the market. Essentially provides a basis for purchasing a home or an apartment or some dwelling by, I guess, eliminating the need to have a large deposit. So in effect, the government provides lenders mortgage insurance for a relatively small deposit that they would otherwise have to pay for. I guess the main issue is that the net effect of these types of schemes is that they increase demand. And so it may help some people in the near term purchase houses, but overall, the net impact is going to probably be a small price increase. So while it may help some people, it just, I guess, it accentuates or it perpetuates the positive price trend that house prices have. So it makes it more difficult for future buyers.
Tsiaplias notes that dwelling approvals have barely changed in the last 40 years, and the scheme faces supply constraints.
The key issue is that they do help in the short term, but the cumulative impact of all these demand side measures, particularly in the presence of supply side constraints, is that it just increases price pressure going forward. And so two things happen. One, it's more difficult to buy a house in the future. And two, you need these schemes going forward as well, because those price pressures pushed forward generate the need for further schemes.
But not all economists see it in the same way. Associate Professor Adrian Lee from Deakin University believes the scheme could incentivize developers to build more homes.
I'd be looking at building approvals. So the fact that developers are seeing this as a positive and building more. The take-up, and of course the take-up of the scheme, and more importantly, where are people buying in this scheme? Is it in the growth areas or is it in existing areas?
But he warns that buyers entering the market with just a 5% deposit face significant financial risks.
If you have a 5% deposit, you're borrowing 95%. So there is an issue that they will be more burdened. The banks, of course, would try to only take borrowers that can service the loan, but it's pretty possible that they're going to be more burdened than, say, if you had a 20% deposit.
Both economists agree that protecting vulnerable buyers should be a priority, but the 5% deposit scheme might not be the solution. Professor Tsiaplias believes the focus should shift away from helping people buy homes and toward making alternatives to home ownership more secure.
I think rental reform is a key issue. Things such as longer-term rents or increasing protections for renters, making rental a more viable alternative to, say, what it currently is, that would be, I think, beneficial, given that there are a large proportion of renters. So approximately 30% of people living in dwellings are renters, and at least relative to other areas, some of the protections they have are not as extensive as perhaps they should be, particularly in terms of the presence of a large proportion of very short-term rents, so 1 year is typically the rental agreement. And so increasing the rental tenure and increasing the rights that renters have is I guess I think a useful alternative to these measures.
For now, the 5% deposit scheme offers a pathway into home ownership for some first home buyers. But whether it helps solve Australia's housing affordability crisis remains to be seen.
Professor Sam Tispalias from the University of Melbourne, ending that report by Sarah Jensens.